Hello again. Welcome to Seven Laws Blog UK. I'm David, otherwise known as Hesediah or Hesediahu, and I'm about to read my article, which is called Can I Know God Exists? So here we go. As usual, someone took issue with a point I made, specifically my previous post. Their issue? That I claimed to know God exists when they thought I only gave evidence why I believed God existed and must exist. It's the sort of argument I expect from agnostics, atheists, and those religionists who have accepted their argumentation or accepted the argumentation of agnostics and atheists. It is an important argument for the God rejector, because to posit a confident acceptance of God on the same level as their acceptance of the ukases of their favoured, normally naturalistic scientists, is a bit like rebelling against their chosen God or King. For the more agnostic or doubtful among them, it seems like arrogance to definitively state something they are convinced must remain in doubt, in the doubt that they have exalted. They impose their doubt on the statement, and this imputes arrogance on the claimant rather than the subject matter naturally being based in doubt. The Jewish Bible doesn't live in the agnostic world of doubt, nor the atheistic obeisance of scientism and empiricism. The existence of God is axiomatic, maybe even presuppositional. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, according to Genesis 1 verse 1. That's the very beginning of the Bible. It's taken as axiomatic or presuppositional. And it is also, the existence of God is also grounded in knowledge and not doubt, as it's shown in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 35 and 39. You have been shown, this is what God said to Israel, you have been shown in order to know that the Lord, He is God. There is none else besides Him. And you shall know this day and consider it in your heart that the Lord, He is God in heaven above and upon the earth below, there is none else. From what I've learned, these statements about knowing God teaches the Jew and other readers, or it teaches Jew and other readers, to investigate through study of the world, history and rationality, and make the knowledge of God not simply the acceptance of words or even an appeal to authority without evidence, but a position of informed knowledge, reasoned cogitations, and experiential ratiocinations. In fact, upon thinking about it, God becomes or is recognized as the foundation of knowledge. Now here's the thing, when I say that I know God exists, does it comport with the English definition of know, or to know something? What do I mean when I say that my stance on God's existence isn't a statement of belief, but rather of knowledge? What I say next will reflect the English definitions of the word know as found in dictionaries. I regard God as true beyond doubt. I am certain of the truth of His existence. I understand the truth of His existence, and I understand and perceive God's existence as truth and fact. I reach this knowledge through reason and experience, and the knowledge is based on my interaction with the world around me. It doesn't simply come from somebody saying it, and then I would simply accept it. In the context of my stance and my previous blog post, belief and knowledge stand apart. Belief in that context refers to something accepted as true regardless of evidence or reason, and something you hold with doubt. In fact, a lot of people think that belief is something accepted without evidence or proof. Now, remember, I'm talking about this in this context. People should know that in the real world, people can use the word believe in ways that include evidence and proof. But I'm probably going to say that later on, so let me carry on. So, from where I ended last time, in fact, a lot of people think that belief is something accepted without evidence or proof. This is not where I am when it comes to God's existence, and it's not what I have where it comes to God's existence. So someone commented on my previous post saying the following: these are great reasons that you believe that there cannot not be a God, but they are not reasons that you know that there is a God. Here are the problems with such a position. Firstly, there is a semantic overlap between belief and knowledge. If you check dictionaries, you'll find that to believe is defined as, or can be defined as, accepting something as true. Whereas to know is defined as to be or feel certain of the truth or accuracy of something. The distinction that some bring up is that belief isn't necessarily based on evidence and proof. But the thing is, though, it can be. But then they say, whereas knowledge is supposed to be based on evidence and reason. The thing is, though, as I've said, belief, when somebody comes to you and say, hey, I didn't do this thing that they're accusing me of, and then you say, I don't believe you. And then they say, but look at this evidence, look at this evidence, look at this point, look at that point, and then you say, okay, now I believe you. That's accepting something as true, or that can be you feeling certain of the truth or accuracy of their statements. So therefore, the word belief becomes somewhat synonymous with the word to know. The thing is, though, that you can say, okay, there's a little bit of doubt there. Possibly, or it can just be the person chose to use a word, I believe you. You've given me sufficient evidence, and now I believe you. So remember, that was belief with evidence and proof. So when somebody brings this distinction that to know something, you must have evidence and reason, whereas to believe something you don't have that, it depends on the context of the conversation. Anyway, to go back to where I was. Now let's add to this that the words believe and know both imply certainty and confidence. The statement, I know my mum loves me, can be questioned, just the same as if somebody said, I'm confident or I believe that my mum loves me. Both statements have faith involved, but the foundation of the faith can be questioned by others. But the usage of the word know is still valid. So in light of the semantic overlap of belief and knowledge, added to the multiple definitions of the word know, such a claim that I only have evidence for belief but not knowledge is difficult to have any real credibility to it. The person could have easily just, you know, said the evidence that you gave still has a lot of doubt, but if I find, I'm not going to get to that, I'll leave that till later. Let me carry on reading. Secondly, since an all-knowing God says we can know the truth of his existence, Such a statement cannot be turned or cannot be overturned by a God rejecter. In fact, it can't be overturned by anybody. If God says you can know, and so he says actually you can't know, unfortunately, well, not even if God says this is true and somebody else says it's not true in the same way, then it will always go to God based on not only authority, but also the fact that God comes from a place of knowledge, since he's the foundation of knowledge. Anyway, thirdly, as I've shown in my statement before, my statement about knowing the truth of God's existence falls exactly into the English definition of the word know. So to conclude, if, after my research and pondering, I find that it is impossible for God not to exist with positive and negative evidence, and as there are only two positions to the question of God's existence, either he exists or he doesn't, then I have grasped in my mind and apprehended with certainty and clarity that God exists. According to the dictionary, I can fairly say this without apology. I know God exists. Thank you very much. That was the article, Wisdom Expansion. That was my article, Can I Know God Exists? I hope you have a good day. Thanks for your time.